Lest we forget the American dream.
Six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and the fight's over, folks. Listen to that crowd. Joe Stegner wins by a knockout in 1 minute, 45 seconds of the fifth round. And now, here's the big one coming up. The main event here at Madison Square Garden. The leading contenders for the lightweight championship.
Carolina Kid, your next main event.
Well, that's us, kid. Remember, you're going out to win.
Yes, sir, Mr. Lawrence.
Lest we forget the American dream. This is another in the series of programs dedicated to you, to me, to all Americans and the America we want to live in. Not tomorrow, but today.
The story of the Carolina Kid, starring Canada Lee.
Here in the garden, your ears are roaring with the big voice of the crowd as you leave the dressing room and head down the aisle for the ring. People, thousands of them, cheering you, booing you. And you know you've made the big time at last. You're in the palace of the prize ring, Madison Square Garden.
Stop worrying, kid. You're going to flatten this boy without no trouble. You are okay, ain't you, kid?
Yeah, I feel a little foggy, kind of.
Just nerves, kid. That'll pass. I got them tickets for your old school teacher, Miss Adams. You'll be sitting right at the ringside watching you win.
Oh, gee, that was nice of you, Mr. Lawrence.
Forget it. Oh, here's a ring. Watch those stairs, kid.
You're in the ring now. Somebody's feeling the tape on your hands. No lead under there, mister. Just knuckle and bone. The second slip the gloves over your hands and then...
Ladies and gentlemen... This is the feature attraction of the evening. 10 rounds of boxing between the two leading contenders for the lightweight crown. Wearing black trunks, weighing 134 pounds from Akron, Ohio, Jimmy Harris. And his worthy opponent, wearing purple trunks, weighing 132 and one quarter, a real credit to his race, Jack Henry, the Carolina Kid.
You're in the center of the ring now, and you're getting your last-minute instructions.
I want you to break clean, protect yourself at all times. Now shake hands, go to your corners, and come out fighting.
You jog back to your corner, and the crowd's tense. But suddenly, your eyes are fogging up, and your head is buzzing again, and... somehow you're not here in the ring at all. But back home. Away back home.
Ma, I'm home from school, Ma.
I heard you, Jackie, honey. And now you just sit down here and drink this milk and tell me all about your first day in the new grade. Miss Adams, the teacher, she say I'm awful good at arithmetic, Ma. Multiplication, addition, division, and subtraction. It's kind of like a big world. Them men that invent airplanes and automobiles and count the stars.
I don't know what you mean, son.
Well, the teacher say all them things couldn't be without arithmetic. It means, like, you can take twos and threes and go out and rebuild a world with them figures in your brain.
You live in a mighty funny world, boy. White folks, maybe they can go rebuilding the world, but not us. We gotta be grateful for what we got. Milk and you going to grade school and greens on the table at supper.
That teacher, she tell us about a man named Einstein. Would he know even the president come to find out? Ma, I learn enough, I can be like that man someday. I know I can, Ma.
Oh, have your dreams, boy. But don't let them break your heart. Don't ever let them do that.
All right, children. All right. All right, children, quiet. So we come to your graduation day. A happy day and a sad day in this little schoolhouse. Many of you will not be able to go on to high school, but all of you must keep on studying.
The whole world is a schoolhouse where you can learn. Our state and our country depend on you children and what you've learned and can learn. And now for our graduation prizes. The first, a silver medal for achievement in mathematics, goes to Jack Henry.
That was you, Jack Henry. Graduated from grammar school in a whirl to win. And the boards of the little school creaked under your feet as you walked up the aisle to get a lead medal pinned to a red, white, and blue ribbon. You wore it like a crown. And afterwards, you cried.
Oh, Jack! Oh, Jack Henry!
Yes, Miss Adams?
I want to talk to you. May I walk with you?
Yes, Miss Adams.
You're not going on to high school next year, are you?
No, ma'am. My ma says I gotta go to work.
I know.
I'm gonna keep this medal, though, ma'am. I guess no kings or presidents will ever ask me to figure out things for them. But my medal, well, it kind of says, Jack Henry, you could have been a man like Mr. Einstein, only...
Now, Jack, you listen to me. When a boy your age can do problems in trigonometry and calculus, well, then we call that genius, son. But you've got to work. Work is first, for we have to live. But you've got to go on studying, too. Oh, you're so lucky, boy. Why, you've got the kind of mind that made the wheel and invented the steam engine and gave us wings.
I gotta say goodbye to you now, ma'am. This is my road.
Goodbye, son. And no matter where you go or what you do, keep studying. Like all the world was one big schoolhouse.
What's the matter, kid? You're fighting like you're dead on your feet. He's cutting you to pieces.
I don't know, Mr. Lawrence. My head is thumping. It's like there was a gray blanket in front of my eyes.
You're not getting punchy, are you, kid?
Oh, no, Mr. Lawrence. I'm not punchy. But you are punchy, and you know it. Yeah, the Carolina Kid. One bout from the championship, and one step away from a punch-drunk has-been. The bell rings for the second round like a thousand bells have rung. And you go in with your right hand high, your left hand in front of you. Only, it's funny. You're going back to your first real job. Your first fight. You're back at the carnival, fighting all comers.
Hurry, hurry, hurry! Who's next to win $100? 100 simoleons in a contest of the manly art of self-defense with a Carolina Kid! Knock him out and you win 100! Hurry, hurry!
Carny work. 10 bouts a day and no hitting the customers. 3 years of it. 3 years of broken noses and bleeding eyes and a knuckle-softened brain. And when the day was over, you really went to work. Only, it wasn't work. It was more like a dream. A wonderful dream of equations and formulas and cubes and roots. Dreams that built bridges, that split atoms, and shot rockets into the firmament of a universe. And then, one night after a bout at the carnival, you met Mr. Lawrence.
Hey, kid, you got a good left there. How'd you like me to handle you?
Oh, that's nice of you, Mr. Lawrence, but... I don't want to be a fighter. I want to be a mathematician.
Mathematician, eh?
Yeah.
Well, you need dough for that, don't you?
Yeah, I guess you do.
Well, Madison Square Garden pays lots more dough than a carnival. If you do what I say, maybe we can wind up there.
100 bouts in the clubs and the smoke-filled arenas from Frisco to Newark. You were on the way, all right. And then one night, you came back to the hotel and... Oh, Mr. Lawrence. Gee, I didn't expect to see you here.
Hiya, kid. Thought I'd better stick around and explain about your books.
My book? Where are they?
I tossed them all out, kid. I got rid of them.
Huh?
Now, wait. Don't get sore, kid. It's for your own good. You're a fighter, kid. And being a good one's a full-time job.
But I don't want to be a fighter. I want to be a mathematician.
Kid, listen to me now. This mathematics stuff isn't for you, even if you're as good as Einstein. I've asked around. Who will hire you? It's not for Negroes, kid. You know that as well as I do. Why break your heart?
I don't know.
Well, maybe it is a kind of a crazy dream, but then, Mr.
No ifs or buts, kid. The books are gone. You're through with them. Kid, you're a good fighter. That's what you gotta do. Now, let's talk about this boy you're fighting tomorrow.
And it's a left, and a right, and another left to the Caroline kid's head. And Harris is driving him to the ropes. The kid's groggy, but he's standing up. He's game.
It's twos and threes and fours. Means like you can go out and build the world with them figures in your brain.
White folks, maybe they can go on rebuilding the world, but not us.
It's fighting or starving. You gotta forget the books. You ain't got no choice.
Forget him. Forget him.
Now the Carolina kid is rallying. He's driving Harris to the ropes with powerful lefts and rights. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The Carolina kid is down. A terrific right to the jaw. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and the fight is over. Harris is the winner by a knockout. A terrific fight, ladies and gentlemen. But the Carolina kid, a great fighter and a great credit to his race, was knocked out. Harris is now in line for a shot at the lightweight championship.
Are you all right, kid? How about it, kid? You coming around?
Oh, my head, Mr. Lawrence, it's like it was splitting open.
Maybe it'll clear up, kid.
I don't know, Mr. Lawrence. I don't know.
Hey, kid, you can't talk like that. Your teacher's here. Miss Adams, remember? Miss Adams, you talk to him. I'll be outside.
I'm sorry you had to see me lose, ma'am. Oh, things were only worked out the way you wanted them to. They say you can't win all the time at everything.
Your mathematics, boy.
I had to give them up. I didn't want to be a fighter, Miss Adams, but...
You can still go on studying, Jack.
Oh, I'd only be kidding myself, ma'am. No place for me there. No place for me here, either. What am I going to do, Miss Adams? What am I going to do?
And now, a word from the star of our show, Canada Lee.
That's the story of the Carolina kid. A boy who wanted to become a mathematician, who might have become a great one. A credit to his race?
Yeah, I think so.
He tried hard to do what he wanted to do. And in the ring, he came up the hard way. But I wonder if the kid's story is a credit to us, to all of us, to a nation that from the beginning has stood for freedom of opportunity for all, regardless of race, color, or creed. And I wonder how many there are like the Carolina kid. Boys and girls of every faith, color, and national background who are being prevented by prejudice from making their maximum contribution to our community, our nation. As Americans, isn't it about time we gave all of them a chance?
Thank you, Canada Lee. The Institute for Democratic Education has brought you another in the series of Lest We Forget, The American Dream. The Carolina Kid was portrayed by Canada Lee.
The story was written by Gene Hurley and was directed by Phil Lampkin. This series was conceived and produced by Harold Franklin.
Listen in again next week for another program in this series dedicated to you, to me, to all Americans and the kind of America we want to live in. Not tomorrow, but today.